Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 359 of this year, marking Thursday, the 24th of December of the year 2020. In history on this day, according to some sources, a landlord in the Middle East was full up, and Joseph was too embarrassed about being cuckolded by God for the first time since Zeus was on the prowl to say, "Do you know who I am? I'm the stepdad of the fetus Messiah." Not enough focus on fetus Jesus in the scriptures, I think. It's all baby Jesus and crucified Jesus. Where is cranky teen Jesus? There has to have been cranky teen Jesus. You don't just go straight from baby to kicking over shop fronts in the temple like a James Bond chase scene. As an outsider, I have to say, Christianity is confusing. Anyway, your guest today on the podcast is the Messiah of the Revolution, the leader of the People's Republic of the People United, Comandante Nato Green. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Alice. Hello, posters. Good to be back. Big ups to my favorite organizer of the lumpen proletariat, Jesus Christ.
And how have things been going in the resistance where you are?
Well, the resistance has been taking a break for the holidays to focus on binge watching old series of Prime Suspect, and also we celebrated Hanukkah. Hanukkah, as you know, of course, is the festival of lights for Jews. It celebrates honors a historic guerrilla insurrection by extremist zealots who decided to kill centrist collaborators on the way to toppling their oppressors. That is in no way relevant to anything we're experiencing now. And then the miracle of Hanukkah is the miracle that the oil that they used to light the candles or something in the rededicated temple lasted for 8 nights when it was supposed to only last for one. And I was this many years old when I realized that I could reuse my frying oil for latkes from one night to the next, even though it's in the f***ing premise of the holiday. I had to go Google, can you reuse fryer oil, before I figured out, oh, it's in the story. They give it away.
Well, coming up today, we'll be talking about the real enemy for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. Chaos on our shores as the octopus people of New Zealand creep onto beaches all over the world, kicking over sandcastles with their 8 legs and stealing waves from local surfers. The octopus tribal leadership cannot be reached for comment. And in other news, the UK is in lockdown, both in an attempt to contain a mutant coronavirus strain and to avoid drawing the notice of the monster, Piers Morgan's child. Still unnamed and impossible to determine the sex, it circles the skies above major cities, growing larger each day and screaming inflammatory comments as well as actual flames at any and all moving targets. Apparently, its initial victims were all local branches of Greggs, which had chosen to sell vegan sausage rolls. Meanwhile, King Arthur is allegedly seeing a speech therapist to correct his underground dirt accent and learn modern English. Reborn after the birth of Piers Morgan's child, sources close to the ancient king say he is terrified of running water and taps, but seems to be getting on top of the demands of modern constitutional monarchy by waving benevolently at journalists and learning to sip tea rather than quaff ale. How do you feel about all these sleepers awakening around the world, NATO Green?
Well, I mean, obviously, as the sleepers awake from their millennial-long slumber, the most urgent concern is that they will have millennium worth of bad morning breath, and we'll need gallons of mouthwash to get them even fit to be. But I also think I think that the sleepers are going to be it's going to be a letdown as they awake. Because chances are slim to nil that among the sleepers awakening that any of them is a cutting-edge epidemiologist or skilled at anything that might actually be useful in this day and age. So it turns out that the sleeping business is not all it's cracked up to be.
Yes, in our time of greatest need, and what we really need is a very good public messaging system on Instagram, ideally that can take advantage of the way that modern youth takes their news from social media.
Right. Yeah, the sleepers are just, you know, galloping from town to town reading scrolls, which is not particularly TikTokable.
And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, and Jesus Christ her little child. Spoiler alert, if you've just had the greatest story on earth spoiled for you, you'll want half a glass of water to rinse the taste away. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Emus, a giant chicken with a snake for a neck and the beautiful eyes of a mad zealot starting its own religion. Basically bulletproof, you can't go past an emu for a bird the size of you that doesn't give a f*** about flying, because why would it when it can claw your whole guts out?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story, NATO Green, the real enemy. Who is the real enemy right now, and what's the latest in that?
Well, since the, you may have to correct my proper use of the terminology because the lingo is so fast evolving, but in the age of dragons, for socialist revolutionaries like me, you know, having seen the famous documentary in this dimension, Game of Thrones, and before I go any further, one of the things that's interesting about this dimension is how much it talks about being this dimension. Like, I don't know if you visited other dimensions, but they don't talk about being themselves so much. Like, this dimension is very much like millennials and hipsters and hipster millennials from Portland, Oregon.
Very self-aware as a dimension as a whole.
Very self-aware that it doesn't, it's not interested in talking about anything that somehow isn't related to itself. So anyway, but in this dimension, what was my point? Dragons. So having seen the famous documentary, Game of Thrones, you know, you would be forgiven for thinking that Piers Morgan is now the mother of dragons and the breaker of chains, and will free the downtrodden, except that because the mate in this case was Boris Johnson in were-dragon form, and the coupling in a hideous way with Piers Morgan, it means that the union, the dragon that has been begotten from this relationship, is like Piers Morgan and Boris Johnson, just a weak-chinned, doesn't breathe fire. It just like sputters like sherry at people. plays lacrosse. Goes to Cambridge, like read Michel Foucault once and didn't quite get it. Like that kind of asshole.
And now constantly quotes it at people.
Yeah, pulls out a few catchphrases from Foucault, and that's as far as it goes. So I think we are going to need to be wary of the false idol, so to speak, of the populism offered by the Piers Morgan Boris Johnson dragon. And naturally, so all socialists know that the transdimensional truth that new innovations simply amplify existing social relationships, and dragons are no exception. And so the Johnson Morgan dragon is likely to just be another elaboration of ruling class power. And so we are always seeking for the internal contradictions within the ruling class, how to drive a wedge. And so we are going to have to ally ourselves with the Welsh dragon in order to do battle against the ruling class, landed gentry, elite exploitation, Morgan Johnson dragon, in the hopes that will pave the way and be the single spark that ignites a prairie fire of our mass movement.
Well, certainly the Welsh are very upset that their Welsh dragon wasn't put to the test properly against Boris Johnson, that the match was hijacked by sexual shenaniganry between the commentator and the dragon, and they're still asking for a win by default. So perhaps we could bring them up to the plate, as it were, with the promise of a rematch.
Rematch.
Also, we could deploy King Arthur now that he can speak English again.
Right. Well, and now that did he get the sword from the stone?
No. Queen Elizabeth has been going around pulling swords out of stones quite a lot in order to maintain her legitimacy. Obviously, she's feeling a little threatened, and she can't get rid of Philip to marry Arthur and thus bring him into the line. So there's questions about what's going to go forward in terms of who's leading the United Kingdoms or in England or in fact any of the bits.
And has King Arthur considered, because the sword and the stone is not immediately available to him, taking a run at the hammer of Thor, which has similar ground rules as the sword and the stone? It's the same premise that only the certain destined pure of heart person can lift it. Is that...
Well, as far as I know, he's just sort of picking things up to see if they're special or not. He'll pick something up like a teacup or something because he doesn't know, or a laptop. And then he'll look at people like, was that special? And it's a little unfortunate and sad, but he is adjusting. And I'm hoping he'll be very inspirational soon. I think we're all hoping that.
So he sounds like... He's either a sleeper awoken royal liberator or just a granddad on the beach looking for bits and bobs that have been buried in the sand.
No one tell him about metal detectors.
too early to say which one it is.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, the thing, I do have a concern about the Welsh dragon, which is that, we are going to, similar to the, obviously... you're familiar with the Popular Front against war and fascism that was instigated by the International Communist Party during the 1930s and 40s in order to stop Hitler. So obviously we will want to be in a united front with the Welsh dragon in order to topple the ruling class. But there's also the united front model is inherently precarious because as a Welsh dragon, the dragon itself, in its essence, reifies the concept of regionalism and provincialism in ways that that are at odds with our fundamental allegiance with the global working class.
Well, and indeed, focusing on a hyper-powerful icon, sort of an Ubermensch, not to put a finger on it too cleanly, but it feels like it's sort of antithetical to the premise of communism, which is not meant to be about individual heroes.
Right. Well, I'm happy to get in the weeds about this with you, but it really depends on which communist tradition you're in, because, for example, the Latin American communist tradition does talk about communist revolution as a path of what they called heroic creation, and as practiced by Fidel Castro and Che Guevara in Cuba, and theorized by the French. Socialist
and
dickhead.
Not the kind of heroism you can put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, or a keychain, perhaps. Theorized by Regis Debray, they practice Foquismo, the idea that bold insurgent action is what's needed, the tip of the spear, so to speak, and not mass insurrection. So it could be that the dragon, the Welsh dragon, is sort of the revolutionary foco, as my Cuban comrades would call it. That's necessary to break the back of ruling class control of the means of production and open the way for mass uprising. But there is some peril that once the forces of revolution are in motion, that they can be hard to predict and contain, and the unexpected can occur.
Thank you for that primer on variants of communism, NATO Green. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. And we don't have time for letters to the editor today, so that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. Your guest today on the podcast was the magnificent NATO Green. NATO, have you got anything to plug?
Sure, why not? You can follow me on Twitter, NATO Green, Instagram, Mr. NATO Green. Check out both of my albums. The best way to get my albums is actually on Bandcamp, where I get the most revenue. And check out Laughter Against the Machine on Means TV, the world's first socialist streaming content platform.
Well, a big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With very little time left until the end of the year, do share us with your friends and social media platforms, and buy a t-shirt. We have t-shirts available on our website. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, as well as my tea salon, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, Edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable pet hunter, as we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.